Welcome to the Deep Dive. We've got a fantastic stack of sources you sent in, and today our mission is to dig into some really cutting-edge research. We're looking at how specific plant compounds, phytochemicals, might be able to reverse the deep metabolic damage from severe viral infections, the kind of thing many people are now calling long COVID. So let's just jump right in. The sources all seem to agree on this one analogy, which is frankly a little terrifying. Viruses aren't just invaders. They call them obligate intracellular metabolic engineers.
Which is such a great phrase. It's not just an attack. It's a hostile takeover. They walk into your host cells and completely hijack the energy grid.
For their own benefit.
Exactly, for rapid replication. And the way they do it is fascinating. They force your key immune cells, we're talking macrophages, the T cells, to abandon their normal, efficient energy system.
That's mitochondrial respiration, or OXPHOS, the slow burn.
Right. And they switch it to this rapid, really inefficient sugar burning process called aerobic glycolysis. You've probably heard of it as the Warbird effect.
It's fast and dirty energy.
It's perfect for the virus, and it's what fuels that catastrophic cytokine storm. But here's the real insight from these papers, the lasting damage. That metabolic frenzy leaves behind what they call epigenetic scars.
Wow.
Yeah, right on the DNA of your immune cells. Think of it like a stuck switch, locking them into a state of exhaustion or tolerance long after the infection is gone.
Okay, so if the virus basically installed a metabolic accelerator, then the first step has to be finding a metabolic brake, right? How do we slow that runaway train?
We look to phytochemicals for some extremely targeted tools. Let's start with curcumin from turmeric. Its whole mechanism is about targeting the very top of that command structure, the MTOR-HIF1 axis.
Hold on, let's break that down. The MTOR axis, that's essentially the cell's master on switch for growth and fuel demand.
Precisely. It's the master switch. And curcumin just, it downregulates it. It suppresses key sugar processing enzymes like PKM2, and that effectively starves the hyperglycolytic cell of the fuel it's screaming for.
So you're cutting off the fuel supply. Now, the sources also point to andrographolide from Andrographis as more of a metabolic gatekeeper.
That's a great way to put it. If curcumin hits the master switch, andrographolide works at the gate. It inhibits an enzyme called PDK1.
Okay.
Now, PDK1's job is to shut the door to the mitochondria. So by inhibiting PDK1, andrographolide pries that door back open. It reroutes pyruvate back into the efficient mitochondrial engine for UPXPHOS.
So it's directly reversing the Warburg effect.
Directly.
Okay, so we've hit the metabolic brakes.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the cells that are already, you know, burnt out? Let's talk about T-cell exhaustion. The sources say they literally run out of fuel.
They do. They run out of key amino acids,
yep.
Especially L-arginine. This is because other suppressive cells are overproducing an enzyme, arginase 1, that just eats it all up.
And this is where something like ginseng comes in.
Yes. Ginseng acts as a metabolic rescuer. It actually reprograms those suppressive cells to stop making so much arginase 1. That restores the L-arginine, and suddenly the T-cells have the fuel they need to get back in the fight.
You're not just refueling the car, you're fixing the engine itself.
And that's where resveratrol comes in. Think of it as a dedicated mitochondrial mechanic. It activates SRT1 and PGC1.
The cleanup crew.
The cleanup crew and the factory manager. It triggers mitochondrial biogenesis. I mean, you are literally building new, healthier power stations inside the cell, and that reverses the exhaustion.
This brings us to what I think is the most mind-blowing part of this whole thing, those epigenetic scars. The ultimate goal isn't just fixing the metabolism for a day, it's erasing the bad programming.
This is the real aha moment in the research. And compounds like beta-glucans from fungi and yeast, they do something called trained immunity. This isn't a temporary boost, it's a long-term software update. They create these specific epigenetic priming marks on your innate immune cells.
So you're changing how the DNA is read.
You're changing how accessible the DNA is. It allows the innate immune system to respond way more effectively next time, reversing what some call innate immune amnesia.
So the whole strategy here, it really moves beyond just antivirals. It's about restoring what you could call our metabolic sovereignty, using metabolic brakes, mitochondrial rescuers, and these epigenetic erasers.
It's a total reset. And that leaves us with a final thought for you to take away. We know these compounds, curcumin, berberine, and others, they operate right at the chromatin level to reset gene expression. So the question is, how might we leverage this concept of trained immunity, not just to react to disease, but to proactively build resilient metabolic health from the ground up? That's something to really chew on.